This is Jay Sekulow. It's called the Meehan Amendment, and it will be the most significant restriction on speech in U.S. history.
Men do not easily assume the task of opposing their government's policy.
They are hell-bent on gaining power, and they will do it under any method available to them.
Some of us who have already begun to break the silence of the night,
our shadows are gathering,
have found that the calling to speak is often a vocation of agony.
It's an insidious battle.
But we must speak.
The voices of faith have to silence the whole Judeo-Christian ethic if they can.
We are called to speak for the weak.
Part of the equation here is that they have to silence the Christian voices.
For the voiceless.
We see pastors and those people of noble persuasion shut down.
The calling to speak is often a vocation of agony, but we must speak.
Those are the words of Dr. Martin Luther King, folks. And let me tell you this. Under a proposed bill, this is coming off of Senate Bill 1. You'll remember this previously. Senate Bill 1 was the attempt to regulate grassroots lobbying. Well, here's the problem in Washington, D.C., literally as we speak. Congressman Meehan has offered an amendment to the legislative lobbying reform bill that's currently in Congress. That amendment will be the most restrictive attack on free speech, certainly since the Bipartisan Campaign Reform Act, maybe even more, maybe more than McCain-Feingold. I think it is, actually. The restriction is so significant that under the new bill, groups like the American Center for Law and Justice and individuals that are heading churches, pastors, could be deemed under this bill to be lobbyists and could be subject to fines of up to $50,000 per incident, folks. Your church, your pastor, having to register as a lobbyist under this bill. It is the most restrictive nature of speech. Dr. King, if he were to purchase airtime to broadcast that message, like so many pastors do, whether it's Rod Parsley or Charles Stanley or so many others, they would be deemed lobbyists under this bill.
That's right. All you've got to do to become a lobbyist is be a pastor of a church, the head of a Christian organization or any organization that spends $100,000 per quarter controlled by you, that you decide where that money goes. So let's say you're a pastor and you're going to start an issue campaign for a quarter. You spend $100,000 on the stem cell bill in your home state or the federal bill. If you spend that $100,000 and you were the one with control, not your church, but the actual pastor who was the one putting together the plan to use the money during that quarter, could be liable under this legislation and be liable for the entire up to $50,000 fine each time this happens. And you've got to report under this proposal 2 times a year.
Yeah, so it's now you've got your church pastor being deemed to be a lobbyist. Than Bennett is our deputy director of our Office of Governmental Affairs in Washington, D.C. He's in our Washington studio right now. Than, this is coming up next week, or this week actually, as this broadcast airs. It could be as early as Wednesday. What's the status and what's at risk here?
Well, here's the thing, Jay. This is really a very fluid situation. As our listeners know, we were able to win this on the Senate side by a vote of 53-45. But Mr. Meehan of Massachusetts has revived the issue on the House side. And here's the thing. He's saying he's narrowed the language so that it doesn't affect those that we're concerned about. But he's playing an eggshell game. It really is going to bring in all of the same people. It's got plenty of language that are going to silence grassroots groups. And they have elected to move this to a markup in full committee so that he can introduce this language as an amendment. And here's the thing that's really important to remember, Jay. The Democrats also control the Rules Committee in the House, which means if we lose this vote in committee, we are likely not to get a chance to take it out on the House floor. It's really that big. We've got to get it out in committee.
Okay, here's what we've got, folks. In a minute, I'm going to be joined by one of our staff lawyers that's working on this after the break, Eric Zimmerman. But before we do that, let me tell you what we've got. I need you to go to your phones, and I need you to be actively engaged in this. We won this at the Senate. We have got to win this in the House, but it looks like we're going to have to win it at the House at the committee level, because the concern, as Than just mentioned, is it might well go through the full. If it goes through committee, it could go through the House. This would be the most restrictive nature of an attack on speech you can imagine. Your pastor would be deemed a lobbyist. So would a Family Research Council head, the American Center for Law and Justice head, Jay Sekulow, the chief counsel. We would be deemed lobbyists. You could be deemed a lobbyist subject to registration. If we've got a petition of protest going to the United States Congress, but we need your help, 877-989-2255. Now, we have to defeat this bill. This is an attempt to regulate churches and other groups on this grassroots lobbying. 877-989-2255. You can also go to our website at aclj.org or simply call us at 877-989-2255.
On Capitol Hill, the fight intensifies to protect the free speech rights of churches and nonprofit organizations. Thanks to you, we were successful at eliminating troubling language in a Senate bill that would have silenced churches and nonprofits. But now, we need your help again. There's a dangerous bill making headway in the House, a bill that must be rejected. A measure now under consideration in the House redefines lobbyists, a measure that ultimately would penalize churches and nonprofit organizations. That's right, Christian organizations would face a very troubling choice under this legislation. They would either have to subject themselves to new and intrusive government regulation that's complicated and expensive, or stop speaking out. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and make sure this disturbing measure is rejected. This legislation will suppress Christians, silence churches, and stifle Christian organizations. Call now 1-877-989-2255, 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org. Regent University's School of Law, uniquely positioned, integrating the study of law with biblical principles. At Regent Law School, the study of law is more than just a profession, it's a calling. Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice.
Regent's motto is training Christian leaders to change the world. And right now, in our nation and really globally, lawyers are at the forefront of global change. And Christian lawyers need to be leading that front.
Jay teaches at Regent Law School, where students receive an exceptional legal education.
The common bond of the students at Regent University is the commitment to academic excellence and being taught from a Christian perspective. We have a wide diversity of students with a wide representation of Christian denominations, and I think that's what makes the school great.
If you're considering a career in the law, consider Regent Law School today. The time to apply, right now. Call toll-free at 1-877-267-5072. There's also more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Well, we knew this was going to happen. Congress trying to silence your voice, silence my voice. This is what a significant restriction on speech. This is the lobbying reform legislation. We talked about it on the program on Monday. We're talking about it again today because it could be at the a committee today or tomorrow. It could be at the Judiciary Committee today or tomorrow. Our lawyers, by the way, and our government affairs staff on the scene in Washington, D.C. on this. But, folks, the ramifications are huge. We need to defeat this in the Judiciary Committee. And if you're concerned about your pastor having to register as a lobbyist, or the American Center for Law and Justice, or Jay and Jordan, or you having to register as a lobbyist, it's basically an ability to silence your voice, then you need to call and add your name to the petition of protest. And we need to get a huge response. You know, we won this in the Senate. We can win this in the House if you're going to help us. 877-989-2255 is the number. Add your name to the petition of protest. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
Lynette's calling from California, online 4. Lynette, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Lynette.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, I am really frosted.
Okay.
You know, these legislators that we are paying our tax dollars
right
for are not only unconscionable, it's unconstitutional. We have a constitutional amendment to protect free speech. I think we need to vote them out of office.
Well, I mean, listen, that's your right to do it, and I will tell you this. This is what you get when you get a legislature. They have the right to pass legislation, but you have the right to object, Lynette, and we have the right to protest. And let me tell you what we're doing. We've got a dual-prong attack here. Well, first, we've got the governmental affairs side of this, and Jordan can address this. Our team is in Washington on the governmental affairs side, dealing with this right now, trying to get this defeated at the Judiciary Committee because of people speaking out like you.
That's right. That's what in every single day it seems like in Washington right now. You're getting a new battle or two new battles to fight, and they have to be fought immediately. You can't wait a week and get back to it. It's got to be fought immediately. You've got to stop it at its root, because the way the new rules work in the House of Representatives is that if a piece of legislation gets through committee, if it gets through committee, no more amendments can be made to it. So however it gets through committee, that is the final piece of legislation that will be voted on. No amendments, nothing removed, that's it. And typically, the pieces of legislation at the committee stage are the most extreme. That's before most people have had a chance to look into it deeply. When all of these congressional small offices in the Congress, especially in the House of Representatives, have all of this different bills coming across their desk every day, our job at the Americans for Law and Justice to go through those bills, find what's bad in them, and make sure you know about them so they don't become bad law.
And then the second aspect of what we do is we work with congressional representatives in putting challenges together. We're prepared. If they pass this lobbying reform legislation, we are already working on the lawsuit to challenge it. We're not hesitating on that for one moment. So it's a dual-prong attack. The governmental affairs team in Washington, D.C., remember, our office is right across from the Supreme Court, a block away from the Capitol. My next-door neighbors across the street, the Senate office buildings. And that's because of friends like you that were able to staff it, and we've increased our staff there. But again, we need to stand up and speak out against this lobbying reform legislation. Add your name to the petition of protest, 877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255. Or you can sign up online very easily at ACLJ.org. If you'd rather call, it's 877-989-2255.
Brittany's calling from Missouri on line 6. Brittany, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, Brittany.
Hi, Jay. I just had a comment, and I don't understand why people would want to even abort their babies. Because, I mean, if you're going to, whether you're married or not, and you're going to mess around, you should have to suffer the consequences of it. I mean, that's what I did on accident. I mean, but I'm not, I had people ask me if I was going to have an abortion, and I told them, no way. I said, I'd rather give it up for adoption, you know, than to kill it, because I believe it's murder, and I think anybody who does it is a murderer.
Well, listen, Brittany, I appreciate the stand you took, and we appreciate the choice you made. And part of the way we're going to win this is to be able to continue to address the issue, including things like, we mentioned this on last week's program, the ability to get informed consent laws, including ultrasound. There are reports that say upwards of 85% of the people, when they see an ultrasound, the women end up not having an abortion. So there's some clinical studies coming in on that. That's a huge issue. Now, at the same time, understand this. While Congress is trying to get this Freedom of Choice Act, which would do away, believe me, with ultrasound technology capabilities being utilized as informed consent, would undo the partial birth abortion ban. While all that's going on, at the same time, that was last week. This week in Congress, they're trying to silence our voice to speak out on these issues through this lobbying reform legislation. So, folks, if you're listening to this broadcast and you see the urgency in our voice, we need you to respond and respond quickly. This is a really big issue. It's a really big deal. It's very, very important that we hear from you on this. I can't tell you how critical it is. Your pastor could be subject to the lobbying bill, being registered as a lobbyist. A company you deal with could have to report information about your church. That's how drastic this legislation is. 877-989-2255 is our number. That's the sign, the petition of protest. You can also go to the website at ACLJ.org, sign up online there, or simply call us at 877-989-2255. Petition of protest. We need to defeat this lobbying bill in the Judiciary Committee. Again, 877-989-2255 to add your name there.
Artis calling from Virginia on line 4. Artis, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, I just want to react to your the grassroots situation. I'm just horrified by it. To me, this just sounds like we've got Stalinists in our Congress right now. Please put me on the petition or do what you must. I'm horrified by this.
Well, you know, so am I, because this is, in a sense, I'm not surprised, but the scope of this is so drastic, Ardith, that what it basically does is they've taken out the word grassroots, and instead what they've done is they've put in language that's actually broader, so that your church pastor could be liable under this bill. It's that broad in its scope.
That's right. Employees of grassroots organizations could meet the definition of a lobbying firm. Here's how they do so. To do this way, you've got to spend $100,000 a quarter on lobbying activities, grassroots activities.
But let's say a church only spends $1,000, but they hire an internet company or a media company to acquire airtime.
That internet or media company has now become a grassroots lobbying organization. If they're combined from all their other clients, is $100,000.
Which is nothing
big companies,
for these companies, right?
That would be a pretty typical number. Then they would have to report your information. So they would become the lobbyist. You are the client. So you're a client of a lobbyist, and you're going to have to report all this information about your church. But if your church, if you're part of a big church or big organization that spends $100,000 four different times a year, so not necessarily a huge, huge organization, but a decent-sized organization, whoever is directing that money, whoever's deciding how that money should be spent or comes up with the plan for spending the money, they are that become grassroots lobbyists. So not the actual organization, but your pastor, the CEO, the chief executive, those people, the president, the founders, they become the ones liable, or it could be someone lower down on the scale. It could be your advertising director for your organization. They could be liable up to $50,000 fines against themselves personally. Personal $50,000 fines, not just against the organization, but against people who work for these grassroots organizations. Let's go right back to the phones. We have a lot of calls coming in. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Ken's calling from Texas on line 3. Ken, welcome to JSecio Live.
Thank you, gentlemen. First, what is the bill number for the House? And second, how is this not special interest? Obviously, they're wanting to censor or silence our voices. It benefits them personally, so how is this not special interest for them to push this bill?
Well, it's a silencing voice, and it's a direct silencing attack. It's going to be an amendment to an existing House bill on lobbying reform.
It's right. It's H.R. 2093, if you're going to look that up, Ken. Again, House Resolution 2093, again, H.R. 2093. It's by Representative Congressman Meehan. He's from Massachusetts, a Democrat. He's introduced this legislation a couple of different times. This time, really, maybe the last shot they take at this. We want to make sure that this ends right, that we defeat this legislation again and for the last time, at least for the last time for this cycle before the next election cycle.
And that's why, folks, we need you. If you've not yet joined the petition of protest, it is critical that you do so. We want to defeat this lobbying reform legislation. 877-989-2255. We are grassroots-based. We have grassroots support. We want to make sure we can continue to communicate it. Again, 877-989-2255 to add your name to the petition of protest or ACLJ.org.
Mark's calling from Maine on line 5. Mark, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, gentlemen. I'm curious as to how this is possible with the things that they're doing. With the separation of powers, trying to give an end to the war, trying to usurp that which the judiciary is doing. I'm wondering how it is that somebody can't put a stop to this and just walk into their office and say, we're filing papers to you for misallocation of resources. I don't understand how this is actually legitimate, what they're trying to do.
Well, you can't file a lawsuit until you have the particular legislation passed. Now, let me tell you what we're doing on the grassroots bill. Jordan just mentioned this. Our government affairs staff is working to try to defeat this in the Judiciary Committee. At the same time, my legal staff is working on the analysis of the law so that if it's passed, we can file a lawsuit immediately. So it's a dual-prong attack, but you can't file a lawsuit until the bill becomes law. What we want to try to do is defeat it so it doesn't become law in the first place. That is job one right now, and that's where we need everybody's help. Now, we're doing the legal research. I've got lawyers working on it. Jim Henderson, senior counsel with the American Center for Law and Justice, is heading this up. We've got lawyers in our office here in Virginia and in Washington working on this. So we've got senior people working on it, but the first order of business is try to defeat this in the legislative arena first.
Folks, we want you to join with us today, 877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org and sign the petition online. We need you to stand with us. It's not going to take very long, folks. We've got to take quick and swift action. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
When you choose Regent University, you're choosing to change your life. No one knows the value of an education from Regent more than Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He received a PhD from Regent focusing on the legal history of America.
The program academically is very rigorous, but at the same time, you get the opportunity to interact with some of the best thinkers in the country that are on the faculty at Regent University. It's really, I think, an unprecedented opportunity for students to really get into a discipline deeply.
Regent's graduate studies are just part of the story. Regent's undergraduate program is quickly expanding with classes offered online and on campus. The environment at Regent is noticeably different than that of other universities.
At Regent, we reinforce the positives of your faith commitment. It's more of an enriching environment in that way, and I think that's one of the major distinctives of this university compared with any other.
Learn more about the college program at Regent by visiting regentundergrad.com, or you can call toll-free 1-800-374-4504. At Regent University, we believe in leadership to change the world. On Capitol Hill, the fight intensifies to protect the free speech rights of churches and nonprofit organizations. Thanks to you, we were successful at eliminating troubling language in a Senate bill that would have silenced churches and nonprofits. But now, we need your help again. There's a dangerous bill making headway in the House, a bill that must be rejected. A measure now under consideration in the House redefines lobbyists, a measure that ultimately would penalize churches and nonprofit organizations. That's right, Christian organizations would face a very troubling choice under this legislation, they would either have to subject themselves to new and intrusive government regulation that's complicated and expensive, or stop speaking out. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and make sure this disturbing measure is rejected. This legislation will suppress Christians, silence churches, and stifle Christian organizations. Call now 1-877-989-2255, 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org.
Live. This is Jordan Seculo again, going live from New York City. Drew Ryan of the ACLJ's Director of Governmental Affairs is in Washington, D.C. on Capitol Hill in the committee hearings for this grassroots lobbying legislation that's about to be introduced, as Drew was talking about, in the next hour or so in the Judiciary Committee, in the House Judiciary Committee. And folks, we have got to defeat this today. If not, it's going to be very difficult to do so. The fight, though, continues. Even if we do win today and prevail on this in defeating this legislation, we have to then Marty Meehan has one more chance to introduce this again in the floor of the House of Representatives, probably next week or in the next couple of weeks. So we have to keep fighting. We're at over 170,000 petitions. We want to get to 200,000. We want you to join with us. Call our toll-free number right now, 877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org. And sign up online. We're going to go right back to the phones. John is calling from California on line 2. John, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi. I was wondering if this affects the 508 churches or just the 501c3 churches, because I'm not sure if the IRS lumps them in together or not.
Right. Well, I'll go to Drew Ryan on this, because, Drew, it's not just about 501c3 organizations. It's any organizations that get involved in these grassroots issues, whether or not it could even be corporations,
right,
that do marketing on behalf of grassroots organizations. So it's not just about being a 501c3 or a specific kind of church, but any organizations that get involved in these issues.
You're exactly right, Jordan. And, you know, the 501c3, that's what we've been focused on because, well,
right,
specifically it deals with us. But, you know, interestingly enough, kind of giving us a preview for this afternoon, Chairman John Conyers offered a manager's amendment this morning to the lobbying bill for Section 206 that dealt with coalitions and grassroots. He said, I have no intention of constraining what grassroots want to do. However, he's going to wait this afternoon, and there are two options right now that I'm hearing. I huddled with the Republican councils after the morning session. They are hearing that Chairman Conyers is, one, either going to rule Marty Meehan's amendment non-germane. In other words, it has no business being a part of this lobbying reform bill.
Right.
Or he's going to let him go ahead and offer it, and then he's going to encourage other Democrat members to vote against it in judiciary. So, I don't know. It could be a very exciting afternoon. We could see things go status quo and have John Conyers come out against it, but there's a lot of fighting yet to be done.
Folks, we're going to keep you updated on aclj.org this afternoon as well. Of course, tomorrow's program will know a lot more about what happened at the House Judiciary Committee, but we'll keep you updated. It looks like today we will know the final decision, at least in the Judiciary Committee, to know if this fight will continue, or of course it will continue, but if we've won this first stage in the fight. We need you to stand with us. We need you to join our petition of protest. We're at over 170,000. We want to get to 200,000. We need to do so as quickly as possible. Join with us. Call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org, and sign up online. Vanessa is calling from Colorado on line 5. Vanessa, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, thanks so much for doing all you're doing. I've been emailing everybody and text messaging everybody. This is huge. My question for you today is, if this doesn't just apply to religious groups,
right,
or organizations, so to speak, then why are they doing this? Who does this benefit?
Well, it benefits a lot of the far-left groups who are financed by these billionaires like George Soros, who don't worry about, one, $50,000 fines. It's interesting, Vanessa, because one of the organizations that George Soros supported and created was MoveOn.org, which was a 527. Now, they got hundreds of thousands of dollars of fines after the 2004 election. But when you're dealing with a backer of an organization who has billions upon billions of dollars, those kind of fines are meaningless, and you're able to survive through them, while at the same time a smaller church or a smaller Christian organization or even liberal organization, because I think it's important, again, to point out that both sides are on the same side of this issue, both the ACLU and the ACLJ are standing together on this issue, you could put some of these organizations almost out of operation because, Drew, when you put $50,000 fines against people who work for the organization, that's what happens here. Not the organization itself, but people who actually are the head of marketing, the head of directing the program. So if a church situation would be the pastor, for the ACLJ, it would probably be my dad. $50,000 personally that you'd be liable for, possibly four times a year is what we're talking about, Drew. That could put a lot of organizations, if not completely out of operation, it puts so many restrictions on them that they're afraid to do the work that's so important and what we've been doing on this radio program for more than 10 years, which is getting people involved in issues that affect them on a daily basis.
You know, and that's what I've been saying to a lot of these offices that Than and I have been meeting with, along with the ACLU, of, do you really want to quiet what are valuable voices in the American political system? And that is the smaller single-issue type 501c3s or these single-issue groups. Do you really want to silence the religious leaders of this country when they want to speak out on an issue that impacts them, which just happens to be very political in nature? You know, the reason you're seeing the other side push this, just to answer what the caller was saying, is because then you constrain the information flow coming in and out of Washington, D.C. You either have a basically have a gatekeeper who hears the message, who acts on the message, and that really kind of is not exactly what the Founding Fathers had in mind at all, because what they had in mind was the more political ideas we have in the public arena, the better the debate is. But you're seeing the other side, funded by George Soros, saying, no, that's not exactly what we want. We want to have a constrained information flow coming in and out of Washington, D.C., which makes them more relevant and pushes the general public, the populace, the constituency out to the back door.
Let's go right back to the phones. We have a lot of calls coming in. Folks, we need you to stay in with us. Our petition of protest, we want to get to 200,000. We're at over 170,000. Call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to aclj.org and sign up online. Ray is calling from North Carolina on line 3. Ray, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, Ray.
Yes. This is Hitler. This is Hitler going on here, alive and well, right here in America. Hitler is starting to reign again.
Well, it's interesting, Ray, and you know it hasn't gone as far as, of course, that regime has gone. But what's happening here is you have a silencing or an attempt to silence, because you've got, like Drew Ryan said, multiple pieces of legislation, all that do their own type of, quote, grassroots lobbying reform, or you've got this radio legislation where if you're a radio program station that carries JSEC Hill Live every day, and we're on hundreds of stations, if you're a station that carries us, you're a Christian radio station, you've got a Christian conservative background in your station's message and for all the shows that you carry, if that fairness doctrine passed through, you would have to, for every 30 minutes of JSEC Hill, you'd have to have 30 minutes of the ACLU or 30 minutes of the Americans United for Separation of Church and State. Why is that? Because liberal radio and secular radio has really failed when it talks about politics, when it tries to be political, whereas conservative and Christian radio has flourished throughout the country, and is one, you know, the most popular radio stations are those that carry news talk radio kind of shows that talk about conservative issues, while you've got Air America and other organizations that try to do liberal talk radio, and it hasn't worked. It failed. They go bankrupt. So again, it's important, folks, that you understand the implications of all these legislation. That's why we bring it to you every day. That's why Drew Ryan is on Capitol Hill right now. That's why we do these programs, and that is why we have to defeat this grassroots lobbying reform, because it would silence much of what we do every single day on JSEC Hill Live, which is update you on all the issues that matter to you. Call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org if you want to sign up online. Drew, as we have just 1 minute left in the program, I want to tell everybody very quickly, just explain to everyone what's going to happen this afternoon and how this progresses over the next week.
This is Marty Meehan from Massachusetts. He's calling for two amendments. How this plays out is entirely dependent on Chairman Conyers. If for some reason Conyers remains silent, we're going to see some striking amendments that directly address Meehan's amendments from the Republicans, whether it's Trent Franks or Lamar Smith. I don't know yet, but there are going to be a lot of fireworks here in the next hour or so.
Folks, we've got to defeat this today, as you've heard from Drew. Even if we defeat it today, we've got to continue the fight into next week. But if we don't defeat it today, we're going to face a lot of problems. So we need you to join with us. We want to get to 200,000 on our petition. Call our toll-free number right now, 877-989-2255. It's the petition of protest. If you've already signed up, we need you to write that number down. Give it to your friends and family. Call that toll-free number, 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org and sign up online.